Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. I am thankful that you have asked me to come in and speak with you this morning. I pray that each and every one of you will receive what God has called you to receive this morning. I thank you, Pastor Davis, for having me. I would like to take for a subject this morning, have you received your invitation? Turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 7 verse 1, please, if you will. And it says, Genesis chapter 7 verse 1, "And the Lord said to Noah, Come thou and all your house into the ark, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." The Lord will provide places of safety for the righteous from impending dangers or situations that they may find themselves in, whether they have caused it or whether it has been placed there as a stumbling block in which God will turn it around and make it a stepping stone for you, for his children, because he have seen that you are righteous before him in this generation, just as he said to Noah. See, those who live to please the Lord are living under his divine care. Those that desire a closer and more holy life have a personal invitation which says, come. Come. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, if you turn with me in your Bibles, remember the Bible is written for the people of God because they are the ones that has been called and has been anointed and baptized in the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, when they walk by faith and not by sight, because of the grace God has given them, his Son, that they may believe on him and know that he is the Lord thy God. And in doing so, they now have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to them. This book, Inspirational Bible, is not written for those that are not saved. It is not written for those that is outside the covenant. It is not written for those that is outside the ark. It is not written for those that do not have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them. So brethren, this word is written for God's people that they may use it as a flashlight in their spiritual being to see the error, to see the mistakes, to see the sin, that they know that they have the blessedness of the Divine Father to forgive them of those things, that they may be regenerated under the washing of the Holy Spirit to come before him. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, turn with me. "Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." We are instructed in this verse that no matter how deep the stain of sin and how many sins may have tainted or have our lives tainted, always know that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus can cleanse us of all stains from sin. We have a high and holy privilege when we are in Christ, believing by faith, that we can go before him and ask him to cleanse us of the stains of sin. Come with me. Here is another invitation for those who are thirsting for a drink from the fountain of life. All are invited to come and drink until you are satisfied. Isaiah chapter 55 and 1, please turn with me. He said, "Oh, everyone that is thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price." We see, only come. As the scripture points out, if you are thirsting for a closer and richer life and divine walk in Christ and with God, come. If we are weary and tired from never-ending efforts of Satan to get us to doubt God, we have an invitation, brethren, from God to come. Come home, and he will give us rest. He will give us rest. Turn with me to Matthew, and let's take a walk with Matthew as we stand beside him as he penned the word of God in the Holy Scriptures. He said, come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Brethren, the invitation is to those that are outside the ark, inviting them to come in that they may know, and that the Holy Spirit will give them eyes to see and ears to hear. The invitation is to sinners who are weary of their sins. See, the people of God that this word is written for, it shines the things that we need to repent of and be regenerated by the Holy Spirit. But there's also an invitation that goes out to sinners that is outside the ark of the covenant and who are weary in their sins. But the one that's repentant, who is burdened with guilt and believes, are sorely tempted, are the promise of rest also. We know that God's word is true. It cannot be altered. It is settled in heaven. The King is urging all to come. To come, even as we see the days approaching. We need to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. We need to go out and call those that are outside the ark to come. Everything is prepared. The time is now. Turn with me to Matthew 22, verse 4. Jesus here again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come, come, we are invited to the great marriage feast of the Lord. He's coming back for his bride. There is going to be a holy wedding. See, his people, the church, they that are members in the body of Christ, to which he is the head. Even though we are many, we are one in Christ Jesus. And he's coming back for his church, to which he calls his bride. In the word of God, we see the word Israel. Israel means my people that are called by my name. We see that the New Jerusalem will come down, that place, that heavenly kingdom that he's prepared for his bride. He wants his people to come forth. Excuse me. To come forth and prepare themselves for the marriage feast. My dear sister shared with me one time, she said, if we were invited to the White House to see Obama, we would go out and get our hair done, our false eyelashes, our lipstick, everything will be done perfectly. Our hair adorned, the jewelry put on, the false nails, the toenails, the high heels, the outfit, everyone would be perfectly ready to go to see he that is a man that is nothing but a weed blowing in the wind. For today we see him and tomorrow he's blown away. But what about getting ready for he who is eternal? He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, brethren. Come on, are you ready for the marriage feast? Don't place your minds and your desires on those things that is from beneath, but those things that is from above. For they are that which is worth all things. Those are the things that are eternal. Those are the spiritual things that Christ has once claimed us in. We are made and created in that place to which now we were sent out. And all these things has come upon us. God sent us into a world knowing that Satan was here. But he also knew that he's given us a free will, a choice to choose whom we will serve. I'm asking you today, brethren, are you and your household making the choice to serve God? Are you coming to the wedding feast? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. As we see this day approaching, the knock is even on the door. I'm asking you, are you ready? Are you prepared to come to the wedding feast? You know Jesus Christ is Lord. He's calling to his people. He's calling to his children. He's calling to the members of the body, his church, in which he is the head. He is ready for the marriage feast. Saints, do you have your oil in your lamps? Are you ready? Or will you wait until the doors are closed? Because if you're waiting for that time, it's not going to be open when your choice to choose is whenever you think you can. It is when God has says, come, come. It is ready. All things are ready. Excuse me. I urge you, brethren, choose you this day whom you would serve. Because as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. We would serve the Lord our God. I pray that you've received this message and the little that the Lord has given us, but yet so great a thing that we know that we have the high and holy privilege to go before holy God, cleansing the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that as we ask to be forgiven, he is faithful. He is faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Even though our sins are scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Come on, come on, come to the waters. Come to the waters and let the Lord flood your souls with everlasting life, that you will be in his presence, a holy God, our creator. Come, come. I pray you have received the word today. Holy Spirit, let the hearts be fertile to receive the seed and that which it will grow, that they may be plants planted by the rivers of water to bring forth fruit in due season. As we see the day approaching, Father, you said to go out and tell them the feast is ready, and I've done so. Be blessed, saints. Those that is outside the ark under my sound of my voice, I pray, make today be the day that you make the decision to serve a holy God, that you may be ready and prepared to come to the marriage feast. Come, come. I want to thank my Pastor Davis and his wonderful wife, Prophet. I would like to thank you, Evangelist. I would like to thank you, saints, for being here. I give God all the glory and pray that you have received the word and let the Lord minister to your hearts today. Pastor Antonio, over to you. Praise God. God bless you, saints.